If a baby is born and it doesn't cry, it doesn't squeal, it don't do nothing, that baby is dead. See, that's what the matter with the church is today. We've got too many stillborn babies. How many are alive tonight? Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. There are no still babies here. Stillborn babies. Amen. But listen. He said, you know what the doctor usually does? Pick him up by the heels and give him a little posterior protoplasm, what? Stimulation. That fixes him up just right. Praise the Lord. And what the church needs today is what? A good old-time stimulation. Yeah. A good time stimulation of what? Of the power of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. To come into the church. To tear us up. You see, brethren, many a time the word comes and it tears us. Amen. It's for a purpose. Right. Praise the Lord. It tears us, is for a purpose. And when it comes tearing you, when you are the one that it fits, just say amen to the Lord. And that sluggishness, that disease, would immediately what? Be killed off. When you could say amen to a word that actually what? Tears you. It kills that illness. He said, we needed something to shake us. Something to stir us up. Something to blow out the loose feathers. Praise God. Amen. He said, Pentecost need a stirring. Then the prophet said, amen. Amen. Blow out the loose feathers. We are getting too much doubts amongst us. Brethren, watch it. Doubts. Amen. A true believer, yours is what? Faith. Faith. Praise God. Said we have too much what? Doubts amongst us. Superstitions. Brethren, these are the things that we are not going to carry into the new year. Amen. Brother Greg, no doubts. We are moving with what? With faith. No superstitions. Do you know that, this brother, this is... Hey, my brother, my sister, never in this church. 2017. Oh, praise God. Always talk good about your brother. Talk good about your sister. Praise the Lord. Let's take that into the new year. Amen. Talk always good about your brother. Talk good about your sister. Let's carry this into the new year. Oh, hallelujah. He said, eagle Jehovah comes in and stir up the nest, and the church is getting to see. We are asking eagle Jehovah to come in to stir up the nest for us. And that is why we are here tonight. We need a stirring up. Amen. So, someone asked Reverend Branham, said, I've already got the Holy Ghost. Branham replied, yeah, but it gets some loose feathers in there. Praise the Lord. So, tonight, the main purpose is to examine ourselves, to assess ourselves. Because we are not carrying anything that is negative into what? Into the new year that we are coming. Everything that is what negative, we are going to leave everything behind. Praise God. We're going to leave everything behind. He said, what does that do? When one time the prophet said he was standing behind in front of Lake Michigan, and the way how the waves come and push what all the rubbish out from what from the lake, amen. And the prophet said, what was it doing? is that it's washing all the trash out of the shore. Over to the shore. He said, that's what we need today. A good old-fashioned God sending what? A revival to get doubts and trash out of the heart of the people. That is what we are looking for in this our time. Brethren, the prophet wants us to talk about the eagle. So that is the main thing what we are tonight. To look at what? The eagle tonight. Praise the Lord. He said, now let's look at the eagle. Because we are what? Like eaglets. Now first, he said, the great eagle that we are going to speak about, I'm going to liken it tonight unto the heritage of God. First, the word eagle means feeding with the beak. And this is a beautiful type of God. So the eagle types what? God. Feeding on what? With the beak. The eagle goes look for food, and then from the beak it feeds what? The little ones. And that's the way how God also does. He said it's a type of God feeding what? His children. He said God feeds his children by his mouth. The words of his mouth. That's why he said man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So God is like an eagle. Eagle feeds his little ones by the beak. And so God also feeds his children by the mouth, by the words of his mouth. So man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He said, he is the eagle that feeds his little eaglets with his word. And I believe in that word. Amen. Amen. Said, eagle. Now, we are learning about eagle. That's God. Praise the Lord. Said, the eagle has what? Two great broad wings. Which the prophet says, they are wings of what? Deliverance. The eagle has what? Two broad wings. And what are those great wings spiritually typing? The Old and the New Testament. Praise the Lord. Those two wings are